Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic, Lessons in Strength, Wisdom, and Courage. If you're feeling constantly pulled in a million directions, like someone's always got their hand in your cookie jar, metaphorically speaking, of course, then you're not alone. We live in a world that glorifies being busy and on all the time, but guess what? Sometimes, saying no is actually the bravest thing you can do. Today, we're diving deep into the power of creating healthy boundaries. Think of it like this. Boundaries are your personal fences, protecting your energy, your time, and ultimately, your well-being. Ever feel like a human pinkchin, with everyone poking and prodding? Or maybe you constantly find yourself saying yes even when you're exhausted, just to avoid conflict. Let me tell you, setting boundaries is not selfish, it's self-preservation. It's about honoring your needs and respecting your own space. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you build those fences and reclaim your power. 1. Identify your non-negotiables. What are the things in life that absolutely can't be compromised? Maybe it's spending time with loved ones, pursuing your passions, or simply getting enough sleep. Write them down, make them visible, because when you know what matters most, it's easier to say no to everything else. 2. Communicate clearly and assertively. Saying no doesn't have to be a wrestling match. Practice those assertive communication skills. Be direct, polite, but firm. You don't need to apologize for prioritizing your well-being. A simple thank you for the offer, but I'm not able to commit to that right now can work wonders. 3. Start small and build up. Don't expect to become a boundary-setting guru overnight. Start with something small, like declining an invitation to a social event you don't really feel up to attending. As you get more comfortable, gradually expand your boundaries. Remember, it's a journey, not a race. 4. Be prepared for resistance. Some people might push back when you start setting boundaries. That's okay. Remember, you're not responsible for other people's reactions. Stay true to yourself and don't let guilt or pressure sway you. This is about protecting your own well-being, period. 5. Don't be afraid to reinforce your boundaries. Consistency is key. If someone repeatedly crosses a boundary you've set, gently but firmly remind them. You might even need to step back from the relationship for a while to protect yourself. Remember, boundaries are not meant to be broken. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's Friday night and your phone starts buzzing with invitations. There's the new hot spot everyone's talking about, a friend throwing a party, and even an offer to join a spontaneous road trip. You're already feeling drained from the week, but here you are, facing a dilemma. Do you say yes to everything and risk burning yourself out, or do you prioritize your need for rest and recharge? This is where boundaries come into play. Maybe you politely decline some invitations, explaining that you're craving some quiet time this weekend. Maybe you choose one event that genuinely excites you and commit fully, while declining the others with grace. The point is, you're making conscious choices that align with your needs and values. So, remember, setting boundaries isn't about saying no to life, it's about saying yes to yourself. It's about creating a life that feels authentic, fulfilling, and sustainable. This week, challenge yourself to identify one area where you need to set firmer boundaries. It could be with work, relationships, social media, or even your own time. Then, take a small step towards implementing those boundaries. Be consistent, be assertive, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. Want to share your thoughts? What are some of the biggest challenges you face when it comes to setting boundaries? Hit me up on social media and let's keep this conversation going. Remember, we're all in this together. Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and most importantly, stay true to yourself.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.